Well, good morning, everyone. Nice to see you. I've changed my days a little this week, coming in today and coming in again tomorrow. My wife and I have a little visit to make later in the week, and it was going to interfere with our normal speaking arrangements, so we have changed. And I trust the Lord will meet with us and bless us as we meet once more around God's Word. We're turning to Psalm 23. That's the psalm we're looking at. Lovely psalm. Probably one of the most popular of all the psalms that we have in the Word of God. The psalm numbered 23. And we're at verse 3. Verse 3. It reads, very short, but you know, boys and girls, as I've said so many times, God can fit an awful lot of truth into a very short statement. And here is a short statement, but it's just packed full of divine truth. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. It is to be noticed that again the psalmist is giving credit to the Lord for everything good in his life. He. Never forget that. We owe everything to the Lord. We must never take, as it were, a back seat. But let us ever bear in mind that as the shepherd led the sheep, so they owed everything to the shepherd. And so it is with us. So it is with us. It's not like the way sheep are handled here. Across the road, there's a field full of sheep, but there's no shepherd. You'd never see any man there amongst them. Oh, occasionally, in the evening time, he may come and just have a little look over them. But in Israel, it was different. The shepherd was there all the time. All the time. Because the sheep had to be led to pastures. And they had to be guarded from attack by wild animals. So the shepherd had to be there all the time, and so it is with us. We're not like those sheep. They can be left in comparative safety in the field, and the shepherd can go off and do other things. No, we can't be left for a moment. We're surrounded by enemies, and we're foolish enough to get ourselves into all sorts of danger. And so the Lord must constantly watch over us. Well, let's look at this verse. And the first thing I want you to notice, the psalmist brings before us a sad truth. A sad truth. Can you see it in the verse? He restoreth my soul. Now, there's a sad truth there. And it is this, that you and I need restoration at times. He restoreth my soul. Sheep get into trouble. Not the shepherd's fault, but it's the fault of the sheep. That's their nature, as the old hymn puts it, prone to wander. Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. The word prone means I'm inclined to, and we're inclined to wander. That's what we do. We go astray rather than remain faithful to the Lord. We disobey him. We disobey him. I've just been reading in my daily reading chapters in Deuteronomy in which Moses rehearses or reminds the people of their history. And again he has to say, and do you remember, you went astray here, and you went astray yonder, and you rebelled. And he lists a whole lot of incidents in which they rebelled against the Lord. And as you read it, you get the picture of a shepherd driving sheep, and they're running over here, and they're running over there, and he has to go and round them up and bring them back again. Did you ever watch a sheepdog working the sheep? You didn't? Well, if there's any sheepdog trials during the summertime, you should get Mum and Dad to take you. And if you watch the dog working the sheep, driving the flock, the dog's running away this side, and then he has to run all the way back again to this side, because they're breaking out on every hand and trying to get away. That's the way we are. And that's what Moses was highlighting in the chapters that I have been reading in Deuteronomy. There's a sad truth then. He restoreth my soul, because it needed it. I'd gone astray. I'd wandered. Sheep get into trouble, boys and girls, just like you and me. Just like you and me. David, in 1 Samuel, chapter 17, and it's the verse 34, he's speaking to King Saul, and he's telling King Saul that he had some experience of fighting, and he was ready to fight Goliath. Because as a shepherd, he says there was an occasion, and probably there was more than just one occasion, when a lion and a bear attacked the flock and took away a lamb, took it away. And he went after the lion and the bear, and he killed them and rescued the lamb. And boys and girls, that's what the devil wants to do. That's what sin wants to do. That's what the world wants to do. Take us away. Take us away from the Lord. Carry off. Carry us off. We need the Lord to restore us. Bring us back again to that place where we ought to be. Amongst the rest of the flock. Amongst the people of God. But, as I've said, while there is a sad truth stated here, there's a very comforting truth stated. For we are told, He restoreth my soul. There's one thing about sheep. When they get lost, they can never find their way home. They can never find their way home. They just seem to wander further and further and further away. But the Good Shepherd, the Lord Jesus, if at any time a member of His flock is carried off or wanders away, He brings them back. It's like the parable that you read of in Luke chapter 15. You know it well. What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth he not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep, which was lost. That's a wonderful illustration of God's care for us. 1 out of 100 men might say, Ah, well, that's not a big loss. I'll just look after the 99 and let the one go there. That's what men might say. But not the Lord. Not the Lord. He goes off after the one. Follows it until he overtakes it. And then when he has found it, he carries it home. He doesn't drive it home. But he takes it up and he puts it on his shoulder. And we've often seen pictures, I'm sure, of a shepherd carrying a little sheep that had been lost, illustrating this parable. And the Saviour will carry us home. I often think, well, that sheep that wandered off, it deserves the stick, whacking it on the rump all the way home. Because it ran away. Foolishly. It deserves the stick. But the shepherd carried it, boys and girls, with tender love the Lord has for us. We don't get what we deserve. That's the amazing story of the gospel. We do not get what we deserve. Our sins deserve eternal punishment. Eternal punishment. But we don't get that. And we don't get it because the eternal punishment that our sins deserved were laid upon the Lord Jesus at the cross. And every one of those who belong to him, and it's important today that you belong to the Lord Jesus, and everyone that belongs to him, they're not punished for their sins, because he was punished in their place. And you can see it illustrated there in the shepherd carrying the sheep. The sheep didn't have the weariness that the return journey would bring. He didn't have the hardship that the return journey would bring. He didn't have the stress, the strain that the return journey would bring. It was carried. Boys and girls, our going astray would bring upon us great, great punishment. But we don't have that punishment. We're laid on the Savior's shoulders and he bears the strain. He pays the price of bringing us back again to safety and to the fold. Do you know anything of that? Do you know what it is to be on the shoulders of the Lord Jesus and to rest in him for salvation? Oh, how the Lord cares for his sheep. He restoreth my soul. There's a lovely verse in another psalm, Psalm 34. It's verse 15, and it says, "The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry." And that to me pictures the shepherd again, watching, listening, any sign of distress, alarm amongst the sheep, and he is aware of it, because his eyes are upon the righteous, his ears are open to their cry. That's how it is with you today. If you're saved, then one of the titles you have is the righteous. You're righteous. You've been made righteous, because having trusted in Christ, then his righteousness is placed on you. You're righteous in the eyes of God now. He's watching over you, and he's ever listening. Ever listening. One other thing here, not only a sad truth, we go astray, not only a comforting truth, the Lord restores us, but there is an encouraging truth here as well. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. The natural inclination of the sheep go astray. The will and purpose of God in our lives go on the paths of righteousness. That's the change that God brings into the life of the one who's saved. Before we were saved, we did wander into sin. We never went anywhere else. But then, when God stepped into our lives, the direction changed, and we began to walk in the paths of righteousness. He leads us in those paths. Is that seen in your life? Is it? Are you led in the paths of righteousness? Do you delight in holiness? Is that the road you're on? He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Do you see that? Do you remember what I've told you so many times? Don't miss one word in the Bible. Don't miss one word. Here's why the Lord does this. Here's why he rescues us. Here's why he looks after us. Here's why he leads us in the paths of righteousness. For his name sake, or his name's sake. You see, the unceasing care that the Lord takes of his children is not because there is any good in them. Not because of any good in them. But he's doing it for his own glory, for his own honour, and for the praise of his grace. That's why. It would bring shame upon the Lord if members of his flock are lost when they go astray from the paths of righteousness. That brings shame on the Lord. Just like a shepherd. The people were passing and they saw that all the grass in the field was eaten right down to the stump and the sheep were all standing about haggard, hungry. People would say, isn't it a shame that that man takes such poor care of his sheep? Wouldn't you think he'd take them away to a field where there's plenty of grass? Shame on him! Well, when those who have the name of Christian go astray and wander, bring shame on the Lord. Bring shame on the Lord. And you've got to remember that today. You bring shame on the Lord if you are a Christian and you depart the paths of righteousness. It's the Lord who is mocked. It's the Lord who is scoffed at when you do that. And that's a serious matter. The whole purpose of God in the life of his people is to lead them in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. He is making a name for himself by saving you. He's showing how merciful he is. He's showing how kind he is. He's showing how loving he is. He's showing how powerful he is. He's showing how ready he was to die in order to save you. The Lord's making a name, leading you in the paths of righteousness. And if you go astray, you bring dishonor on the Lord. And you make hell laugh and scoff and rejoice. Nothing pleases the devil more than a Christian going astray. Will you remember that, girls and boys? Today, he restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. May the Lord bless his word to your heart today. Let's bow in prayer. We pray, Lord, you'll bless us. And may we ever so live as to bring honor and glory to thy name. Bless the school today, Lord. We thank thee for your mercy, shown in recent days, and we thank thee that thy kindness has no end. Continue, therefore, thy blessing upon this witness and work, for Jesus' sake. Amen.